Hey guys, tickets are on sale right now for Live Middle of Somewhere, October 13th, Minneapolis, Minnesota, the 10,000 Laughs Festival. You can get your tickets online at 10,000laughs.com/middle. That's 10,000, the number, 10000, laughs.com/middle. We're so pumped about this show. Tickets are reasonably priced. We're going to have a bunch of friends there. It's going to be an awesome experience. We will see you guys there. We're also coming up on Cy and Friends Comedy Festival here in Cincinnati, Labor Day weekend, September 1st, 2nd, I believe 3rd is the Sunday. We're going to have shows. Nate Abshire, friend of the program, is going to be down here. Rantaclaus, Rand Barnaclough, the wonderful Lee Kimbrell, a lot of my favorite comics from the area and the broader area. Nate's coming from Minnesota. It's going to be fun. Tickets are nice and cheap. Grab them online at gobananascomedy.com. And each show is going to be different. So if you want to come to two, you can do that. We'll see you guys there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hey everybody, this is Chad Daniels, and you have landed in the middle of somewhere. Hello, thank you for coming back. It's nice to, I guess I can't see you, but it's nice to know you're there. It's nice to pretend that the 600,000 listeners are there. Tell your friends. Across from me, as always, is Cyrus Amundson.
Tell your friends, beg your friends, tell your family, beg your family. Hi, everybody. It's me, Cy. Welcome to the show.
Beg. I don't know if you need to beg.
Beg your family. Beg your relatives, even whom's company you don't enjoy. It's time to take this show. Why are we? Listen to me. It's time for this show to go global. I don't know what that means.
I agree.
It's time for us to go. I'm not saying we have a small audience. I think we have a pretty, I think you and I both agree, we have a pretty decent sized audience. Pretty good.
Absolutely.
Size. But Daddy wants to be on top of the heap. That's where I want to be. I want to be on top of the heap. I want to be up on the heap with the other heap toppers. So I don't know. Maybe I should go. Do you think I should do that thing, you know, where they put little cards under your windshield at arenas? Do you think I should stand outside grocery stores? What should I do?
Let me hop in right now and tell you, I think you should calm down, because we don't want to dismiss the loyalty of the fans that listen.
Am I dismissing the loyalty? I don't think I'm
dismissing
the loyalty.
No, but I would, actually, I would love to see you walking around an arena outside putting cards underneath windshield wipers.
Yeah, I think that ends horribly no matter what. So why wouldn't we give that?
I think it gets a lot of one-star reviews. I haven't even listened to the show, but fuck these guys.
Yeah,
putting a card underneath my windshield. I thought it was a ticket. My wife yelled at me. Kids were crying. Goddamn card for a podcast.
We just need to, it's time to shift. Enough of this, hey, how's your week going? Let's move into the realm of discussing either murders or politics, or...
Well, I'm not going to do either of those.
Both. Murders and politics.
Well, I think at that point, we only have Marilyn Monroe, right? To go, there's just a long podcast about Marilyn Monroe. You know, I think we were onto something when we were talking about pussy bananas. with Lizzo.
I think so too.
And
I think so.
I
too.
Also think Pussy Bananas sounds like a villain from the Bond franchise.
Yes.
Well, hello there, Pussy Bananas. I went to Nathaniel Ratliff concert in the Night Sweats.
You know, okay. I love him. You know, and I know. Okay, it's fine. You went with your daughter. The fact I don't know what's happening to me down here in Ohio. I don't know if it's separation anxiety from you. I don't know. I don't understand what it is. But lately, I just feel like you're keeping stuff from me until I find out in other places. And then I think internally, oh, I would have. And not that I would have gone to Nathaniel Ratliff in the Night Sweats with you and your daughter. That would have been a weird trio. But
yeah, no, couldn't have done that.
But maybe a week in advance, you're like, hey, I'm going to see somebody who's in your top five live. Where were they? Where was it?
First of all, they were in Moorhead, Minnesota, next to Fargo. People know the city Fargo, but that's Fargo, North Dakota. Across the river, Red River in Minnesota, is a city called Moorhead.
Mm-hmm.
You ever been to a comedy club in Moorhead? Let me tell you what all the road dogs' first joke is. Hey, what? I came here because I thought I was going to get Moorhead. I thought it was a promise, and it's a town. This is why I'm on the road still. It's the Blue Stem Amphitheater. Holds about 3,000. We get there. We know a bunch of people.
By the way, that's exactly what happens when you continuously get Moorhead. You wind up with a Blue Stem.
Yeah, that's exactly right. When you need Moorhead, you have a Blue Stem.
And this is why I'm still on the road. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm on the road too, but I just meant these guys that, like, it doesn't matter. So
it does matter.
I'm talking about guys that go on the road to premise shop from the local MCs. So we go there. It's a, you know, first of all, Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats. The Night Sweats is the funniest name for a band that I've ever heard in my life.
Sure.
I don't know what a pip is. So maybe that's funnier. But I'm not familiar with what a pip is, right? A lot of times I don't know all the letters. BRB, that took me a while. So I don't know what a PIP is. I know what a PIMP is, but we don't have to talk about that. So it's Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats. Well, I am sitting next to a guy that looks at me and he goes, do you know who this is? And I go, I do. And he goes, I thought this was the goddamn Harry Potter guy. Grew up and had a band. That's why I'm here. And I go, what? You thought this was Daniel Ratcliffe? Just to be clear, you thought Nathaniel, even if it is Ratliff, right? Even if it is pronounced that way, you thought Nathaniel Ratliff was Daniel Ratcliffe? Radcliffe? That's a son of a bitch, down, Expecto Patronum. I mean, that's crazy that you think that's the song you're going to get. So I'm laughing so hard at this guy, and I keep doing spells on him and stuff, which is real funny to me.
Very funny.
I kept calling it Daniel Ratcliffe and the Night Weasleys, and everyone around me was having a great time. Everyone around me thought that was real great stuff. I was killing.
How much were tickets?
So we had general admission bench tickets, which means you kind of go back way back in the bleachers, and then you can sit wherever you want in the bleachers. So they're not assigned seats. So it's and then you can walk around, which is great. So it was $65, $64.90
before ticket and service fees, which is so probably $190 a ticket.
No, that was with all the stuff. I think it was $12. Oh, so $10
with all tickets,
the Ticketmaster fees, $64.90.
I love a guy, I have to be honest, I love a guy who is so willing to not do the homework on the most basic piece of information in the world that he would spend 65 of his own dollars without even fact-checking. Like, he can't be a big enough fan of Daniel Radcliffe to, like, otherwise
exactly.
What a story. just some guy at a bar. Like, here's what I think happens. The Harry Potter guy?
I think sometimes men, they, when they're talking to other men, they have to disarm them. And they have to say, just in case Nathaniel Rateleaf is drinking a Bud Light on stage, this guy has to preface it with, I don't know who this guy is. I have no idea. I thought this was a Harry Potter guy. You know, it's like, come out of a circle jerk and some guy's like, oh my God, did you know butt fucking was gay before we went in there? I didn't know that. So, you know, it's that kind of stuff. I really was that kind of stuff. But so if you've never seen Nathaniel Rateliff and you don't know who he is, he puts salt on the stage so he can dance with faster feet. That's dedication, Holmes. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So it was an absolutely great concert. Now, I will tell you, I have a friend named Adam, and I won't give you his last name because I promised I never would again ever, because I talked about him in my act one time in at the Mall of America at Knuckleheads, and he wasn't thrilled about it.
Hmm.
So I'm going to say his name's Adam.
Yeah, Adam and sounds Adam, like a crybaby.
No, he's not. He's a fantastic dude. He's one of my best friends from high school. So, or actually from youth. But anyways, he's there, and we call him the GOAT because there was a documentary on, I can't remember, maybe ESPN or something one time. There was Earl the GOAT Vonnegut, I think his name was. Maybe it's not Vonnegut. Maybe something else. But
Kurt
he would
Vonnegut?
Jump up. No.
Okay.
This guy would jump up on the blacktop playing basketball. He would jump up, and he could take a dollar.
Off the top of the backboard.
You know what I'm talking about? He'd take a dollar off the backboard, and he'd leave four quarters.
Yep.
Yes. Yes. Yep. He would make change. So this dude could dunk city, right? And when Adam was younger, we'd go down to these 9-foot hoops, and he could dunk, but he was more like a Shaquille O'Neal thunder dunk. He would never jump real high and real far. So we call him the GOAT as like a make fun of him. Well, Adam last night, I know he's at the concert, but I haven't seen him yet. And I'm in the bathroom peeing, and he walked by and slapped my ass while I was peeing. Now, I'm going to tell you a couple things about that. Number one, that might be my new thing.
Yeah.
Number two, he might have just unlocked a kink level that I had no idea was in there.
Yeah, sure.
But it also startled me, and I sucked my piss back up into my lungs. It took me a full minute to start peeing again, because I had to cough the piss back into whatever track, my urinary tract. I could not believe what that did to me. But also, I was smiling the rest of the night. So I don't know what to think about it. I have no idea what to think about what happened. I've never been peeing and having smack me on the ass before. It was wild.
Absolutely, that's
wild.
Joel's thing 101 is running up on you in a public restroom and making you uncomfortable. There'd need to be a couple fingers in my ass to catch me off guard, given how Joel acts in public bathrooms.
Well, hold on. Let me write that down. But I used to love when two of your friends were peeing next to each other, you'd go up behind one of them and physically turn them to pee on the other one.
Oh, like, that's good.
I've done that before. And by the way, I feel like I should always give age brackets when I tell a story, because people are like, aren't you 75? Should you still be doing that? But it hasn't been in a long time, clearly. But it was, you know, when you're young and there's nothing to do, you grow up in a town. Hey, if you're bored, then you're boring.
Hey, so what I've always said is, if you're bored, then you're boring. Can I tell you one of my favorite moves at from back in the day?
I hope you do.
Like, if you go into a Hui Fest, now there are porta potties everywhere. If you go into a Hui Fest.
Let's talk about Hui Fest. Hui Fest is a humongous national country music. Morgan Wallen was there on a Thursday this year, and did I tell the story already? And they had to let 300 people through the gates without security, without like frisking them, because there was too big of a line. People waited for hours and hours to get into the parking lot. So yeah, it was absolutely bedlam. So when you're thinking about, oh, a country music fest, maybe there was like 1,000 people there. No, these are thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people, maybe 100, I don't know.
WeFest is wild, and because country has gone city, as I like to say.
It is
very, that festival is very mainstream. There's a lot of youths at that festival that are there to see the Luke Hairbrushes and the Morgan Wallens and the, you know, whoever else said something on a hot mic recently. But I used to, I love in places like that, or we would go see Eric Church is my favorite country, modern country musician, and go see him at the Target Center, go see him at all these places. You follow your buddy into a bathroom there, give him a kiss on the cheek in front of the other grown man. Like you enjoying you enjoying the show, baby. And then you go to your stall to piss. Ugh. You want to see penises literally disappear? Watch the sort of men that are at WeFest watch you kiss another man on the cheek and call him baby.
I love it.
Holy mackerel, that's a good time.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. I kiss somebody on the cheek. I kiss a man on the cheek in one of those situations. I don't go to my urinal. I go to a stall, and I lock the door, and I fucking put my feet up on the toilet seat and my shoulder against the door. I'm leaning completely sideways, blocking that door, while whoever I kissed gets thumped. I got no problem with it. They're just listening. Listening and enjoying while the people try to break through the stall door. They never will, right? Yeah. I have grippy shoes, dude. You think I don't wear Vibram shoes? Please. I'm not going to slip into a toilet.
And let's talk about today's Chad versus yesterday's Chad. Because for the people who can't see you right now, and again, our apologies, the video show is coming. And we should clarify that. Like,
we gave you a taste, like a crack dealer. We gave you a little taste. Do you want some more?
We
don't know.
We took it. But why did we take it? It's because we're making better crack, Chad. We have... We have made the decision to go back to in person. So every month, I'm going to fly to Chad. Chad's going to fly to me. We're going to do episodes and you're going to get the videos. But when they do get the videos, they're hardly going to recognize you. You look so fucking hot right now. Let me describe what's going on.
Oh my God. You're such a nincompoop. Let me tell you what's happening. You're going to see the videos and then you're going to be like, what was I talking about? We were so excited to see this.
Here's the thing. Whenever anybody, here's a telltale sign of when Chad is at his most uncomfortable. It's when one of the most, I'm going to say, cleverly vulgar people I've ever met in my entire life uses a word like nincompoop. So you are, let me give you the updates on the chatty daddy here. First of all, how new is this tattoo on the right arm? How new is
on
all
the right
of
arm?
That?
It's, well, I mean, my hair is fully grown back, so it's been there for quite a while.
Okay. Well, maybe it's been a long winter.
I got it 2 Mays ago.
So you are down in the 190s. You are toit. You also have a nice little tan. Most importantly, your beard, which, whether I agree with it or not, is apparently being trimmed by the lovely Kelsey Cook.
I trimmed it this time.
Okay, it's good. It's like finding out my adult nephew still gets his toenails clipped by his mother. That's a tough draw. Tough learn. But I don't like the Foo Fighters, but you got a Foo Fighters shirt that is just, it's just draping off you. You look great. You're when the people see you, Chad. You want to talk about how we're going to get our views? Might be from people fingering themselves because you look fantastic. Should we start an OnlyFans with you?
This is really nice.
Maybe
that you're setting people up for failure.
Maybe we need to forget about Patreon video episodes. Hey, you guys should go on your friends' podcast, and then those people listen to your podcast, and that's how you get a big podcast and money. How about we fucking skip all the nonsense and go right to Chatty D's OnlyFans now that you're in the shape you're in? Now, I know you're not going to like any of those compliments, but be honest with me.
Correct.
Best shape you've been in a decade?
Not a decade, but...
5 years? 7 years?
Yeah. For sure, 5.
Yeah. You look like a... Yeah, okay. Anyway, I'm just real proud of you. I think you look fantastic.
But here's the thing. I could still get a hot dog, a normal size hot dog. Let's go ballpark Frank. I get ballpark Frank still halfway into my belly button. So if we want to talk about some stuff for the OnlyFans, I mean, I'll start with that.
Another great thing for the OnlyFans. And we'll take requests. Maybe you don't want a hot dog. Maybe there's something else you want in there. It's not our place to judge. You pay enough money, we'll put whatever you want slowly in and out of Chad's belly button.
I'll tell you something else. I can move all my toes individually, so we could get something kinky going with that.
It's about time.
I wonder if I could get Adam. If we're making enough money, maybe I could pay Adam to come by and slap my ass while I'm peeing. Anyways, sorry. I'm daydreaming. What were you saying?
One of my closest friends was attending one of my favorite bands without my knowledge.
Wait a second. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but were we just talking about WeFest? I got to tell you something. Done with WeFest?
Well, I ain't never done with WeFest, brother.
So I maybe have told this before, so I'm going to really skim through this one. But I was at WeFest with my friend Sam one time. And we didn't want to wait in line for beers, so we just went into the beer hut and started serving beers, and then we would take the tickets, and we wouldn't put it in the jars, and then we would use it later. But anyways, another story about Sam that I had completely forgotten about, that I was telling Olivia on the way home last night, was one time I was in Detroit Lakes with Sam, and all my friends got drunk, and this is in one of my thousands of I'm not going to drink to lose weight phases. So I wasn't drinking. So my friends put Sam in the back seat of my car and he's like passed out. So I'm like trying to talk to him the entire ride. I'm like, hey, dude, don't puke on yourself. You doing okay back there? All the way home. It's an hour from Detroit Lakes to Fergus Falls.
Yep.
So I'm like, just want to make sure you're doing all right. All this stuff. I'm like, Sam, just get up. I'm so lonely. Talk to me. For an hour, I am asking Sam to wake up to talk to me. So finally, I'm like, fuck this. I put some loud music on. Hopefully he wakes up. He doesn't. So I pull up to his mom's house and I'm like, get out of the car, dude. Get out of the car. Turn the light on. Turn around to get him. Not in the car. I drove home talking to someone that wasn't in the back seat the whole time. I felt like such a Black Mirror episode. It was crazy. So what they had done is they started to put him in, but he was fighting it. So I thought the rocking of my car was him getting in. And they pulled him back out and didn't tell me they were bringing him home. Didn't tell me. Because they were going to stay longer and I wanted to leave. And he was kind of crashing their party by being that drunk. And so they pulled him out of the car and just kept him there with them and didn't tell me. So I take off thinking I have this guy in the back seat the whole time. Oh, it was wild. Some of the shit I was saying to him. Oh, God. Fun times not knowing someone's back there. That's great.
I went to... It was my birthday on Saturday. A few days before
one of my... Happy birthday to
closest
you.
Friends went to Nathaniel Rateliff without telling me about it before or after buying me a concert tee. And
to be fair, I sang you... Also, I'm not going to buy you clothes because you are like someone on the spectrum as far as clothing goes. And I'm not mocking the spectrum. I'm saying they're very particular on what they wear. You need it to be napkin soft, but napkins are still a little rough because they're made to absorb. So you need it to be like a silk on the inside, but napkin light, but purple, but not too purple. I mean, it's pretty wild. So I'm not going to buy you any clothing, first of all. And second of all,
are you trying to say that I don't look good in purple? Are you trying to say
I'm
that
saying
purple?
You look great in purple, like, but just not that you. Purple. But so you look good in a plum. I'm going to call it a plum. You look great in a plum.
This is a plum. I wear a lot of plum.
I know
that's
it is.
That's a great call.
So, but I called you. I didn't call you. I sent you a voice memo.
Yeah, you did.
With me belting out happy birthday.
It was very nice.
So I don't know what else you want from me at this point. Thank you.
I mean... concert t-shirt from Nathaniel Rateliff in the Night Sweats. So I...
What, are you going to frame it? You're going to put it in a shadow
I
box
might frame
and put it.
It
up on your wall?
Sure. I'm not going to shadow box. You know that. You know I have issues with my shoulders, but I might frame it. It's nice. Just because I don't wear clothes doesn't mean it's not nice to accrue clothing. So...
That's true. I got to tell you something. I know I keep interrupting you, but you want to know the oldest thing that I do? The oldest man thing that I do is when a server comes up and goes... want to box for that? I always go, nah, but I'll wrestle you. And it takes them always a little time to figure out what I'm talking about. And as soon as a server comes up and goes, hey, you want to box for that? My kids will put their head down because they know that I'm about to say the daddiest dad joke in the history of the world.
Oh, I love that. I'm not. You're going to get no criticism from me on that one. That's probably my favorite part of this episode so far.
That's as old as I get right there.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Okay, so what were you doing? I'm gonna stop talking. What were you doing?
So,
let me tell you one more thing. No, I'm fucking with you. Keep going. Sorry.
For my birthday, I went to I love tennis. I enjoy it greatly.
You were in a movie. You were in a movie about tennis.
I was in a movie about tennis. I don't want to say I was a extremely talented high school tennis player, but was I? And so I...
well, no one will ever know because you have a disease. So we can't challenge you to prove you wrong.
They have a tour event, an ATP big time, the Western and Southern Open. The Western and Southern Open. Southern Open. They have it, and it's at this tennis center that's 5 minutes from my house. And so what I did for my birthday was went to a tennis tournament by myself. And that wasn't because no one would go with me. I wanted to go enjoy some tennis. And so I went, and when I was leaving, I was like, I should buy some souvenirs. I'm the sort of guy who goes to an event and buys stuff just in case I want a memory. So I'm obviously looking at the shirts, the hoodies. And have you ever been, I can't imagine the answer to this is yes, but have you ever been to a tennis event?
I never have, other than Adam, right? Mm-hmm. The guy I was talking about before.
Sure.
We played doubles because I was trying to letter in all of the spring sports in high school. And so we played tennis and we were a doubles team. I still have his sister's racket and I use it to this day to play with Kelsey. But because I stole it because it was a name brand racket and I didn't have a name brand racket. So, but the coach said, if you guys beat the number one doubles team, I'll let you play in a match that will make you guys letter. And so we played with our pants down and the other guys couldn't even look at us. So we were just sitting there with our dingle dang out and really, really giving her bud. And we beat them. And then the coach is like, that's assault, dude. You can't. I'm not putting you on the tennis court.
That's not how you
so
can't letter
So we played an
assault.
Entire match, played an entire match with our pubes showing and we never lettered. So I've been to one tennis event and it was that one.
Okay. What other did you letter in the other spring events?
Sure.
You lettered in baseball?
Lettered in baseball and lettered in track.
So you were two away. You needed golf and tennis.
Yeah, but I didn't golf as a sport at that time.
Sure, totally. So I at tennis events, they have these gigantic versions of tennis balls, like the size of a volleyball, but it's a tennis ball. And you see kids carrying them around because there's a lot of matches going on and you can just run into some of the players and you can go, hey, will you sign my giant volleyball sized tennis ball as a souvenir?
Okay.
So I don't like any of the shirts and I decide, well, I need to bring...
You don't like any of the shirts. Were they uncomfortable? You went through an entire merch tent and looked for shirts and you didn't like any of them, and you think I'm going to go willy-nilly and pick one out random at a concert? Bro, clearly I've had too much coffee.
Okay, so it's so I'm in. I don't like any of the t-shirts. I don't like any of the hoodies. Okay. I don't like any of the shirts. I don't need your fucking commentary. And okay. But I have to buy something. And so sure. They have the big volleyball sized tennis balls. And I'm like, I could put one of those in my house and Jenna will hate it. And so I ask, how much are those? And they tell me the price. And I'm like, for the giant tennis ball, seems like a lot. And they go, well, we have a smaller softball sized tennis ball that's for tiny kids and poor people. Would you like that one? And I said, yeah, I would like the tiny kid poor people tennis ball. And but I also, I'm not going to ask for autographs. I think that's a tough draw, is like just a 39-year-old man who didn't even buy the big tennis ball asking men younger than him, will you sign my ball? And I, here's the thing. I love tennis, but we're on the local courts. I saw a couple guys I know, but it's not like I'm seeing Djokovic, you know? It's not like I'm seeing,
sure,
you know? So anyway, but I couldn't
right
help.
Now you sound a lot like somebody who would get mad if he saw two men kiss in a bathroom at WeFest. I'm just telling you that.
The bathroom's for pissing. It ain't for kissing. And so, also, one of the biggest hit songs sung at WeFest this year. Yeah. Well, this bathroom's for pissing. It ain't for kissing. Men on this side and women on that. It just made me laugh as I was pulling into my house because my wife's family was here for the weekend.
Yeah.
And I was like, nobody has ever looked more like they're having an affair than the guy who was like, for my birthday, I'd like to go to a tennis event by myself. And to prove that I was there, here is this softball size.
Oh, my God. It actually just looks like you're having an affair with someone that works at Spencer Gifts. You're like, well, while I was knocking the bottom out of it in the break room, I picked up this tennis ball that used to say Metallica on it, and I just rubbed it off on the way home.
Oh, by the way, my friend Cody of BTK Painting fame.
Yeah.
So he was over here on Sunday. Honestly, most of what I feel like I should do for this show is just mine him for material about the community.
Absolutely.
That I know.
Why don't you bring him on?
Let's bring him on. Well, he's going to be producing when we're down here, when we're recording in-person shows.
Great.
In Cincinnati.
Let's bring him. Great. On. I got some questions for this guy. I want to know if it's real friendship or if he's using you.
And so I'll tell you, regardless of what the status of the friendship is, if he went to fucking Nathaniel Rateleaf and the Night Sweats, he's going to tell me. I don't know that he has t-shirt at a concert money after paying ticket fees, but you do. And so
I got to tell you something. I don't know that after hearing you say status that I believe it's Rateleaf. I want you to know that. I think it's Ratliff and I think it's status. That's all I have for you. Keep going.
So the Linder Family Tennis Center, which is 5 minutes from my house, is very close. Yep. To a gigantic regionally famous amusement park called King's Island. Come on down.
King's Island!
Come on down to King's Island. Which, by the way, fun fact, this year, they were just having random occurrences of high school kid fights. Like, a lot.
Yes.
Of them. Where there was just brawls popping up, like group brawls of teenage children fighting, to where they put in maybe the funniest, and this is all hearsay, you know us, we're big hearsay guys, but according to the hearsay, they put in a 4 o'clock p.m. curfew where you have to be with a parent. So like,
that's awesome.
If it's like 5:15, there's security guards going like, hey, let me see your ID. The amusement park is no place for kids after 4 p.m.
That's like a flash mob, but for high school fights. That's so great. I remember when we would see fights in high school, we never had to pay an admission. You never had to buy a ticket. And then after you got your ass kicked, after your neck hurt from your head getting pushed backwards, you had to go on a roller coaster. That sucks. These kids are real
dumb. I do think it's a cool move. Now, if these are fights that are just randomly, it was just a weird occurrence where there just kept being random fights. But if there are kids out there, you and I are not going to promote violence on this program, right?
Well, not yet. But let me hear your idea. Yeah.
If there are kids out there who are beefing with other kids and they want to have a good old-fashioned scrum and they are deciding mutually
that is old-fashioned
to meet at King's Island to fight, guys, that's so funny. And I think you're great. I think that's a really great smart move.
Winner gets to go on the roller coaster.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Winner gets their ticket price back and gets to go on the roller coaster. Losers have to leave. I'm into that quite a bit. That actually, I think that's how it should be anywhere.
So King's Island has a water park.
Yeah.
And
I figured
it's a pretty nice and pretty successful water park, which means the old water park across the highway is now a defunct ghost park. It is just a dead, empty water park that no one's ever in. It's called The Beach.
Mm. Except Rand Barnicle, when he goes and gets his skateboard out of his mom's garage. He's in there all the time, I bet you.
Oh, I bet Ran is doing ollies and other skateboard words all over this water park. But I think when you're down here, so let's say you get down on a Sunday, right? Stay for a couple days. I think after some competing between you and Joel and Ethan, I think we should go break into the defunct ghost park. Just walk around it at night. See what's going on over there. I'm intrigued. Yeah, okay. I'm intrigued by an abandoned amusement park.
Yeah. I'm not intrigued by overnight in jail in Cincinnati. That doesn't intrigue me at all. So I don't want to be part of that. But yeah,
I'm the only one going to jail. They're going to catch me while you guys run away.
That is true. You know, I didn't want to say anything about Cody before, but I do think that's his master plan, is to always have you around. So when there's trouble or a bear or something, he can outrun you and you take the whole heat for it. First of all, let me tell you something, Cody, if you're listening, and I know you are, you think a bear is going to eat Cy? He's going to take a nibble, realize there's no meat, and he's going to come right after your ass. So I hope you're real fast. Cody, bound, tie, kill.
They had their big attraction there, Cody told me, was, and you might have, are you a water park guy? Despite the bacteria, I was a big water park guy.
I'm not a big take my shirt off in public guy, so water parks frighten me.
As I was getting sick, the main, you know how most comics are like, I need a special, and then I need to headline a bunch of clubs, and then I need to put out another special and slowly build my money to a place where this career choice is both artistically and financially satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
My plan was, upon my first real notoriety, I was planning a American comedy and water park tour where I was going to do stand-up at, don't care if it's a bar, wherever. I'll book a show. If you have one of America's top water parks, I'll book a show, I'll spend the day at the water park, I'll spend the night on the stage, and then I'm going to go to the next water park. And I'm probably going to wind up with a whole bunch of diarrhea, because that's what happens when you go to a water park.
Yeah, there's but no it doubt. Was something, there's not enough chlorine in the world to satisfy a water park with these goddamn kids.
So, but it wasn't meant to be. It wasn't meant to be. But they have, Cody was telling me, at the defunct park, so if you've ever been to a water park, they all have this slide. And theirs was called, I believe, the cliff. The cliff. Where you start going straight, and then it's a straight shot down. And you don't really, you're not even really on the slide. You're kind of just falling and scratching your back on the places where it's fastened. And then you thump yes. your ass violently on the ground.
Yeah. What is with not like using some silicone, or some cock it up, dude? How come I can feel every rivet? Yes.
Why do I have
on
to feel
the
all
mole
the
on my back? The mole on my back is barely hanging on. It feels like it's going to get ripped off at any moment because somebody didn't zzz, 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 all the way. It sucks. Water slides are brutal. You get off and you're like, oh, why are the back of my heels red? It's because you were going ting, 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 all the way down. Let's add some more water. Let's pour some goddamn motor oil down it or something else because it doesn't feel right on my body. There's no way I should feel like my asshole is going to get ripped vertically. You look at an ass. Listen, you look at an ass and you go, oh, that'll get ripped horizontally. That'll get ripped vertically because it's up and down. But you when you go down a water slide, you're like, this is going to get ripped horizontally. It's going to get ripped open the wrong way.
Now. Yeah, it's gonna rip hot dog style. Or excuse me, hamburger style.
Yes,
when it should be ripping hot dog style.
It's like those people that rip the end of an envelope and blow into it. Get fucked, dude. I hope your asshole gets ripped horizontally on a water slide. You're ridiculous. Go with nature, please.
Is there any bigger victim of a lot of people claim to be a victim of cancel culture and PC. Let's say not cancel culture. Let's say PC culture. Is there any bigger victim of PC culture than the water slide community? Because when we went to back in the day, back when you could say what you wanted to say in the early aught 90s, when we went to Big Timber out in Montana, water slide park, their version, that drop off version, was called the suicide. And I don't think you're naming that might be the one place where people are like, everybody's too sensitive these days. I don't think they're naming.
Yeah, I don't think you can name that either. But I remember when you could say whatever you wanted at a water park, because I remember there was one time this guy wouldn't go down the suicide, and I was going to call him a word that started with an F, you know it, fucking pussy, and I couldn't say it. So there I'm sitting at the top, just like, like I have some kind of weird tick, and I remember the suicide, and I remember the cliff, I remember, what was the other one, the ledge, you had one of those where you were like, it almost seemed inverted. So when you went down, you're like, hey, do you guys know how gravity works? Because it's not going to suck me back onto the slide. I'm going to fall straight down to my death.
Yeah, I don't have water slide Velcro on my back.
Yeah. Do you remember blowing your nose and water came out? And you're like, oh, that went all the way through my asshole when I hit this water. That went up through my body, through my asshole.
Can you imagine in a water park planning meeting in today's day and age being like, all right, and our main attraction will be this devastating drop of a water slide at a near 90 degree angle, 110 feet in the air, and we're going to call it the worst thing that can possibly happen to your family, the suicide.
Hey, I'd just like to hop in here and say we shouldn't call it that because that's absolutely tragic. What I'd like to call it and give it a little flavor is the enema. Now, I know a lot of you guys don't want to stick anything in your asshole, but I've had a couple enemas, and I got to tell you something, with salt water, oh my God, I feel like I don't have an ounce of undigested red meat in my body. I feel like it's all out right now. So I say we add a little salt, we get a little ocean water on this thing, we call it the enema, and you watch the money roll in.
Speaking of money, you and I are always trying to get that money, honey. Business idea. We quit the podcast. Beyonce. We start America's number one non-PC water park. Okay? Rides like the gun violence. And...
yeah.
Well, that's the only one I thought of. But definitely a ride called the gun violence. I think we lean in. We do what so many people are doing right now. And we lean into the culture war and try to make money off of it. Are you sick of... Chad, are you sick and tired of going to these water parks with these soft ass names like the Troubleshooter and the Log, the Log Flume, a fucking flume. Are you kidding me? Come on down to Uncle Cy and Chatty Daddy's non-PC water park, name pending. Yep. That wasn't great. And
I like it because it tells them, wait, listen, we're not going to count on intelligence here. We're going to spell it out for you. I'm going to spoon feed you what's going on. The owners are Uncle Cy and Chatty Daddy. We got that part. It's a non-PC, which means not politically correct, and it's a water park. I want you to know all the stuff because guess what? We're going to confuse you a little bit because we're going to call one of the death drops, we're going to call that ride the abortion should be illegal, but ironically, it will give you an abortion. What a weird combination for a slide. It'll
we
shoot
it
right
We got the gun
out.
Violence. We got the cat call. We got the glass ceiling. We got the Oriental Express. We got all the rides that you think your children are being deprived of, and we're not gonna let you ride them. I don't know if that double negative worked, but come on down and give the censors a big fuck you at Uncle Cy and Chatty Daddy's PC American Water Park. Fuck yeah. Here's the deal. Am I trying to set up a future? Clearly, we started this show with a plea for more listeners, even though we have a lot of listeners, and we love them, and they're great. I'm trying to talk you into starting America's first, you know, say whatever you want water park. Maybe that should be one of the rules. You can say what... I feel like that'll get us in trouble.
You're welcome to bring guns. You're welcome to bring guns into the water park. You can have it in the waistband. We can have it in the waistband of your too tight swimsuit.
I love that. I think we could. I think we could make a lot of money off of waterproof holsters. I think we could make a ton of money off of waterproof holsters.
And then we could sell water guns that look just like real guns.
Love it.
And maybe we've got some problems going on there.
What do you think the insurance on this place is going to look like? Probably a lot.
Let's not insure it. We're not going to insure it. Hey, come on down to Uncle Daryl and Braddy Daddy's non-PC water park. We can't give him our real name. What the fuck were we thinking?
Hey, come on down to... No, I'm giving my real name. Here's the thing. I just need to be known for something. I'm not saying I'm going to wind up an assassin, but I need to be known for something. And so if...
Oh, I can't believe
as my comedy career faded, my desire for attention has increased. And so, if it's America's number one non-PC water park that bears my name, and then everybody's like, that's the guy who started the water park that really promotes high school fights instead of tries to clamp down on them. I think I'm okay with that. I think a lot of publicity comes from that, and maybe I get a talking head job on some TV shows. I parlay that. If I've learned anything from court TV and crime television, it's you just need an area of expertise to get yourself into the talking head shows. And then once you have that, you talk as though you know everything about everything, not just your area of expertise. And... Then I have my own show. And finally, I've fucking gotten to the top of the mountain.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard this strategy before, right? It's, I want to be remembered forever. I don't care how I get there. Who the fuck was... Hitler.
Oh, that's not fair. Don't make me Hitler. You're always doing that.
I'm not doing anything.
You're always...
You're telling me that you want to be remembered. You want to be famous and remembered so badly that you want to make a murder park and call it a water park. You want to make a murder park where someone is going down a slide and they're like, is that blood? Why is there blood on me? It's like fucking Carrie, except the water park version. No prom, no dance, no corsages, no limousines. It's just a goddamn water park where people are walking around all bloody. And that's how you want to be remembered, because you want to be you want to get on CNN and talk back.
I want us to make a murder park. That's the difference between you and me. I want us to do it. You're the sort of guy who won't even buy me a fucking t-shirt at my favorite band's concert. And here I am trying to do something for the both of us.
First of all, before, their status was top five. It wasn't your favorite. It was top five. Now it's moved into your favorite because you'd have to prove a point. And then you say that you want a goddamn concert t-shirt. Well, guess what? I had one for you. But hey, Justin, are you listening? I got you a t-shirt at the Nathaniel Ratliff concert.
Hey, if you guys like this, there will be a new episode next Monday and every single Monday at 8 a.m. So click the subscribe button so your phone sends it to you without having to do any work.